As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Welcome to Issues 2021. I'm Steve McIntosh, and our guest is Wichita Eagle columnist Bonnie Bing. Welcome to Issues 2021, Bonnie.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. It's good to hear your voice. I'm just so happy that we're on the radio because, boy, do I look scary right now.
I'll tell you what, and it's amazing. We're neighbors. We don't live but about 100 yards from each other. But we never talk or see each other. So here we go.
I do see you jogging. I see you jogging, and I always honk and wave.
All right. Well, listen, today we want to talk about a special program called Share the Season. But first, how about Bonnie Bing? Your duties at the Wichita Eagle have changed over the past couple of years. Are you still really an employee there? Tell us about
it. No.
Okay.
I am a freelancer, but I do continue to write 2 columns a month because I just, when I left there, I couldn't imagine not talking to my readers, and I am still writing a couple columns a month.
All right. And I read them. I see them. So there you go.
You better be reading them. Maybe I should send you a pop quiz, see if you really read.
I feel like I'm a better person because of it.
Good.
Now let's talk about the Share the Season program. When did this start, Bunny? Do you know?
This is the 22nd year, and yes, I know I've been their official spokesperson since that very first year. And do you know what? Since the year 2000, Mac, this is amazing, $4,069,000 has been raised, and 4,000 families have been helped. That's a ton.
Well, now, is there a story about how the program started, how this got going?
Well, it started with the Wichita Community Foundation, along with the Wichita Eagle and the Salvation Army. This is the first year for it to be the Salvation Army and the Wichita Eagle. That's who's running it this year, and the Salvation Army people are just great, as usual.
Tell us, as it started, how did it start, Bon?
It started because people were falling through the cracks, and those are the people who did not qualify for any other assistance, and they're the working poor. Sometimes you can't get help because you are employed. Well, that works against you instead of for you. So these were the people who were just not able to make ends meet, and that was because, say, your car breaks down, okay? You can't get it fixed and pay the electricity bill. Or you all of a sudden have to have surgery. Or someone passes away, and how are you going to pay for funeral expenses and pay the mortgage? So if you have had an unexpected circumstance in the past 6 months, then that's where Share the Season can come in and help you. So the person has to fill out an application, and then they are screened very carefully. And this is what I really like about the program, Mac, is that a check will be issued, if you are screened and they decide to help you, but it won't be handed over to you. It will go to the vendor. It will go to the mechanic who will fix your car. It will go to the pharmacy who will give you your medicine. So that person who gives a donation knows that it is used for exactly what it's supposed to be used for.
So these applicants, though, how do they know about this? Is it just something that they hear about, or they read about it in the paper, of course?
Every day or so, there is a wonderful story in the paper about someone who has been helped. And they can go to sharetheseason.org, and if they don't have a computer, they can go to the public library, and they can use one of their computers free of charge. But the thing that's so neat is you can read these stories in the Eagle, and you will see that people are being helped. And to donate, you can donate any time from now until February or March or any time. But if you're going to apply, you need to apply for help by January 16th. That is their deadline. And it's easy. You go online. You get an application, and then if you can't seem to get that done, you can certainly call for help at 316-268-2769.
Now, these vendors who provide the assistance, are they presenting that at full retail or?
Well, sometimes it would depend on the vendor. Sometimes the vendor says, well, I'm going to give you a discount because of this. But mainly it is just straightforward, Share the Season pays and gets the bill off the table.
Okay.
So that works out great. It's a one-time assistance, though. People can't come back the same year or the next year and the next year. It's a one-time assistance. And what's also nice is that all the donation that you give will go to Share the Season. There's a very little administrative cost, thanks to the great people at the Salvation Army.
I was going to say, how many people does it take to run this? And as you describe it, as long as you've got the story and you've got a small staff to screen these people, it wouldn't take a lot of administrative expense on something like this.
It doesn't. And, you know, there is a team that is on hand at all times to help people or have questions. So, and those all go to the Salvation Army. Last year in 2020, $269,000 was raised from 298 families. And that just proves once again how great this community is and how generous they are. It's always amazing. And this year, this is a little secret, but I'll share it with you. on January 22nd, there's going to be a very special event for those people who give $1,000 or more.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, and I'll be invited to that, won't I?
Well, maybe. Show me the money, man. Okay,
show me the money.
Listen, but that's going to be fun. But it doesn't take a $1,000 donation to make a difference. It takes whatever you can possibly give, and that is what has made Share the Season. They get in donations, everything from $2 to $2,000. So it doesn't matter what you give, but it is a really, really good initiative every single season, Christmas season every year. So the holidays is a great time to give, and this is a good one to give to.
Well, and you talk about any kind of giving, if people will ask, and some people are really, really cynical about this, how much is spent on administrative costs? You know, for every dollar, you know, is 50 cents spent for administration? But no, it sounds like that's
I don't know the exact amount. I just know that it doesn't hinder the amount raised at all. Because the people working are the people working on this project. They already work at the Salvation Army.
Right.
So it's a matter of shifting them over briefly to another area, I would suppose. But it is very, very little administrative cost.
The people who are the recipients, okay, they have specific needs. Like you were talking about, oh, they've had something happen, like their car broke down or this or that and the other. Beyond that, is there a qualification as far as their income is concerned? Do they have to be working people or not?
Yes, they need to have. They need to be contributing to their own lives, and that's why in some cases they don't qualify for another, 501c3 that helps people out. And there are places you can go for a low interest loan or whatever. But these people do not have to pay the money back. One thing that's very great that I love when this happens is that people who have been helped then will turn around and help someone or donate the following year because they remember how much help it was to get money from Share the Season or to be helped by Share the Season. Sure. And it is amazing what can happen to people. And it people who live paycheck to paycheck, penny to penny, that is something that a lot of us can't relate to. And one point in my life, I certainly could relate to that. And if something happens, like a car breaking down, or maybe you are sharing the rent with someone and all of a sudden they move out and you are having a heck of a time making the payment, the mortgage payment, it's hard for people to come up with ideas, and you can only go to your family or your friends so many times, and you don't like to do that anyway. So there you have it. And they really are screened carefully. I want to make a point of that, because it's not like somebody can come in and say, well, I want to buy toys for my kids. There are a lot of places you can go at this time of year, Toys for Tots. There's a lot of programs, pardon me, that they can certainly go to for things like toys. Yeah. But and the Salvation Army helps a lot with gifts with their Angel Tree program. So, you know, there are a lot of places to go for to make the holiday better, but for relief, financial relief, this is the best that I know of, is Share the Season.
I've always thought that the character George Bailey in It's a Wonderful Life, played by Jimmy Stewart, so effectively,
right.
This guy who's up against it, desperate. If anybody, that's why it's so popular. So many people have been there once or twice in
exactly.
their lives.
Yeah. They can relate. Yeah. They can certainly relate. And, you know, Mac, with all the COVID problems and people being laid off because they have to close on Sunday and instead of staying open because staff shortages and so forth, or maybe you had COVID and you had to stay home, or you have to quarantine because your kid brought home COVID and you don't get paid while you're staying home. All of those kinds of things are another aspect of the problems that they're seeing this year.
Right. The pandemic.
The pandemic.
Had an impact on everybody.
Yeah. Absolutely. And everything, it seems. And it's not over yet, but we're getting there, I'm hoping.
You're listening to Issues 2021 on the Odyssey radio stations, and our guest is columnist and writer Bonnie Bing. Writer.
Writer. That's right.
Bonnie, can you just, we've got time here, can you share a couple of specific stories about people who are being helped, and no names or anything like that, but or they have been helped by Share the Season?
Right. I remember a lady who, she really needed to have surgery, and I think it was surgery on her foot, and she just hobbled around because she could not afford to do the surgery and also pay her bills. So Share the Season really helped her out on her bills, and she was able to have surgery on her foot. And, you know, those kinds of things, you think, why should a person who needs surgery, who works hard and tries to make ends meet, why should she have to hobble around? Another one that I won't ever forget, a woman's son had passed away unexpectedly. And she was not only dealing with grief, but trying to figure out how she was going to pay her bills and have a funeral for her son. So some money was helped her out a lot with funeral expenses. So, you know, there's a multitude. If someone's car breaks down, how do you get to work? If someone is quarantined, you don't get to go to work. And if your employer doesn't pay for sick leave, that has been quite a few people have written in about the problems they've had because of the virus. So, yeah, there's story after story. And do look in the paper, because those stories will tug at your heartstrings and show you how lucky you are to be happy and healthy. And if you are in a position to donate, I really hope that you will.
How long have you been writing? How long? I mean, you went to work for the Eagle, but before that, yeah, you did other things.
You always love this, don't you, Matt?
Yeah, I know that you taught physical education at a time. You worked at Wichita State University, had a good job out there, right?
Yes. Well, before that, I taught physical education at Pleasant Valley Junior
Pleasant
High.
Pleasant Valley, yeah.
And before they changed it to middle school.
Right, right. That's way back
then. Yeah. I went to Wichita State as assistant athletic director in women's athletics, and then I went to the newspaper.
Yeah. So what year did you start at the Eagle then, Bonnie?
1980.
Okay. I just wanted to bring that up, because what you do at a newspaper is, you comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfort, or something like that. Anyway, the nature of journalism has always been drumming up news, and sometimes it's not very happy news.
Oh, although, that's so true.
There are people who think they should only see happy news, and it's just not that way.
No, it isn't.
A newspaper prints it, and it has to take their lumps, but this is a good way for a newspaper to use that power in a very positive way.
Right. And if there's one complaint I hear a lot, Mac, is that people do not see local news in the newspaper like they would like to. Well, this is very local news. And at the end of Share This Season, I believe it's on New Year's Day, all the people who donated and want their name listed, didn't say they wanted to be anonymous, will be in the newspaper. And it's so fun to just scan down those names and say, oh, I know them. Oh, I know them. Oh, they're always so generous. So that's also fun. But you're right. So many times it's not fun to report the news, and sometimes it's excruciating to read the news.
Right.
But this is good news that you can read and know that it is local. I remember working at the paper when 9/11 happened.
Yeah.
And I had almost gone to New York to Fashion Week, but decided at the last minute not to go. So I would have been there. But just to see the stuff coming in from New York, it was just a gut-wrenching.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were looking for people to take a local slant and found, you know, you almost hope that you wouldn't find anyone, but we did. And those were heart-wrenching stories. But that's what journalism is about, telling you the truth, good, bad, indifferent, whatever. And I really have enjoyed writing, and I continue to write. And my columns, I hope, are somewhat uplifting, because I think we need that.
The beauty of being a columnist, if I might just speak for you a little bit, is that you do have the opportunity to, you're obviously presenting your opinions, but on the other hand, it gives you an opportunity to sell any story you want. A good story is something you can do. Sometimes you can jump on somebody because the service was bad or something like that. But a columnist is a fun thing to do if you're creative enough. And there are days, I know, when you don't have a thing you can think of.
That would be today, as a matter of fact. Yeah.
There you go.
Somebody said, well, Bonnie, how do you get rid of writer's block? I said, the cure to writer's block is called deadline.
That'll get your attention, yeah. Hey, now, you and I are lifelong Wichitans. I want to hear your impressions about this community in terms of helping people in need. I got a feeling I know where you're going, what you'd say, but what do you think about Wichitans as people who help others?
I think it's amazing how Wichitans, not only help each other, but they also help make Wichita a better place to live. I want you to look at Botanica, look at Mark Arts, look at the Art Museum, the All-American Indian Center, Mid-America All-Indian Center. I mean, there are so many great things, and Wichita State, it's I hardly recognize it from when I went to school there. But so it's not only just helping each other, it's making our community a better place. There are hundreds of charitable organizations in this city, and I know that they all have to look for money because that's part of it. But I do think that people continue to give and to give and to give.
Do you think this town could possibly function without volunteers?
No. I can tell you right now.
Nope.
No. And I wrote a story one time, and it was phenomenal. When I would talk to the directors of especially the charitable organizations, they said, well, we couldn't survive without our volunteers.
Yep. Well, I
bet I talked to 10, and 10 out of 10 quickly said, I said, what would you do without volunteers? And then said, close. We'd have to close.
That's part of this show that I do every week is interviewing people, and constantly it comes up. We couldn't even be around without volunteers.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
There's just no way to say how important volunteers are. And this time of year, where people are packaging toys, they are doing all kinds of things. The Red Stocking Breakfast is on Saturday, and I'm happy to be the honorary chairman of that. And we've been working on that and getting people excited about going. And your buddy Ted Woodward is even going to serve. But you know, just getting out and doing things in the community make you a real part of this community.
Bonnie, you've been involved over the years, heavily involved in Gridiron, the annual show put on by journalists poking fun at the news and newsmakers on the year. And I assume there will be a Gridiron show in this coming year, 2022?
I think there will be, as far as I know.
Yeah.
They start working on it in January.
Yeah. Well, one of the things you do, and you've always done, is you've done the news headline part of it, but also you've done the fairy tale princess. And
yes,
I'm going to ask you that the character that you do. I know that's got to be based on somebody you know or have known.
It's really I've had that question before, and I swear it's. I don't know where she comes from. I don't think she's funny, but other people seem to think she's funny, and. People will say, well, will she come and do this or that? And I say, well, I'll have to ask her.
Yeah. It's another entity. It's not you. It's she's somebody else. Yeah.
It is someone else. I would never say the things that she said.
But I love the Converse All-Star high-top tennis shoes you wear. That's the kind I used to wear when I played basketball in school.
Uh-huh. I bet those are 30 years. They're so old. And that dress is about had it. But I just keep adding pink tulle to it.
Yes.
But she's a fun little character, and I had a lady walk up to me in the grocery store, and she had a little boy with her, and she said, would you do Fairy Tale Princess for him?
Yeah. Wow.
And I said, right here by the lettuce?
Sure.
I said, okay.
Hey, any plans to stop writing and sharing your thoughts with us? I mean, that computer's going to break down one of these times and not be able to reboot it. So
I think that I should write to Share the Season and say, I need a computer. No, I'll tell you what. I don't have any plan of quitting until I can't think of absolutely anything to write about. But as Bob Goetz, the columnist that was at the paper for a long, long time, said, you'll never run out of ideas, because as long as you're alive, everywhere you go, you'll see things they'll say, oh, I should write about that.
And you've hit on the key for people who have that deadline, is your antenna is up 24/7.
That's exactly right. And that's that. When I first started at the paper, because I wasn't a journalism major, I didn't have that antenna at all. But boy, developed over the years, you certainly have it.
All right. We'll look for your stories in the Wichita Eagle. Share the season, and we appreciate you spending some time with us. And for the Christmas season and on, all my best to you and your family and all the folks that you know, okay? Thanks,
well,
Bonnie.
Well, thank you so much. It's been fun to talk to you. Take good care and happy holidays.
Our guest, Wichita, freelance columnist Bonnie Bing. That's all for this edition of Issues 2021. We'll be back next week. Thank you for listening. I'm Steve McIntosh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.